For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyoneWelcome to episode 434 of Japan Top 10. Today we are bringing you the Japan Countdown, and we have some new songs in store for you, so I hope you're all excited. I am your host today, Christine, and with me today I have...
Kirby!
And without further ado, let's get started.
Want to join our team? We currently have an opening for an audio editor and content distributor, and urgently looking for someone to help us with this position.Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there.
Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Let's start at number 10. We have Chameleon from King Gnu going down 8 spots.
Number 10. 突き止めたい叶わない君の正体は迷宮入りの難解なミス駅のホームには隙間風が吹き抜けた君の姿はどこにも見当たらなくて時を経て数は画面に映った君はもう僕の知らない君でした幸せそうに笑うから釣られて僕も笑ってしまった何度でも何度でも塗りつぶして汚れた悲しみの上から白い絵の具で全てを台無しにして掘り出してしまった夜さえキャンパスは色薄くから涙にじんだりは記憶の中の君と今の君はどちらも真実で鮮やかに色めく君はもう僕の知らない色何度でも何度でも塗りつぶして今の君にお似合いの何色でも構わないの伝えたいこの想いそれすら叶わないけど口にすれば単純な強がり隣に僕がいなくても
King Gnu is a Japanese band formed in 2013. It consists of vocalist, songwriter, and guitarist Daiki Tsuneta, vocalist and keyboardist Satoru Iguchi, the bassist is Kazuki Arai, and the drummer is Yu Seki.
Chameleon was produced as the theme song for the Fuji television drama Do Not Say Mystery, which began broadcasting on January 10th of this year. And it was announced as a surprise at the premiere of the drama on the day before the first broadcast.
Part of the song was on air for the first time in the ending of the first episode. A full announcement was awaited every week when the song played in the drama, but it was fully released on February 28, 2022, and was also released on CD on March 16.
I personally really like this song. I mean, King Nu is... I would say King Nu holds a special place in my heart just because a lot of the songs from them, I find, the way that they layer the vocals, the chorus, the harmony, just strikes a chord. And Chameleon is also one of those songs where when I listen to it, it stimulates a lot of emotional response for me. I don't know about you, Kirby, but I personally really like this song. And I mean, I really like King Nu as a band in itself.
This song is about the one who's trying to change the colors just to make him like fit in a world where he's not anymore with the one he's with. So I'm right. And I think it's like very musically and poetically nice to listen to, especially if you're in that moment.
I agree. There is definitely a kind of poetic touch to King Nu's songs. I mean, I like a lot of their other work as well, like Pure X, also Sakayume. Both of these songs, like Chameleon, I think, all have a poetic touch not only to their lyrics, but also to the musical arrangement. Like, there's just something about the way that King Nu layer their vocals and their harmony that makes their song special, in my opinion.
On a side note, so the first time I heard the name King Nu, when I was listening to, let's say, some videos on YouTube, since it's Japanese, right, they always say King Nu. King Nu.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's like King or King Nu or King Nu. And even in as a, like, you know, in as a software developer, I mean, when people say GNU Linux or GNU Linux or something, so it's also a funny...
Do you get into your software developer mode?
Yeah, it's a funny thing in our side when people say, no, you pronounce it as GNU or GNU or something. Anyway.
Oh my god, that is so interesting. No, so definitely. I think sometimes when I try to... I guess, of course, we all want to pronounce the artist's name correctly, right? But there can be so many variations, not only between different languages, but also sometimes they just have a particular pronunciation and you just wouldn't know until you hear the band say it themselves. No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes even the artists, sometimes they pronounce their name depending on if they're talking to an English-speaking audience or like a Japanese-speaking audience.
Yeah, they do tend to cater their pronunciation, or I guess the way that they introduce themselves, depending on their audience, which makes it even harder because I'm sort of just sitting here like, okay, I just want to pronounce it right and I don't want to offend anyone. So it would help if you just let me know what exactly is the correct pronunciation of your name. In the ninth place, we have Zankyo Sanka by Aimer, moving down six places from the last time.
Number nine.
Sure.
Tokyo Sanka is the 19th single by the singer Emer, and it is this opening theme to the anime Demon Slayer Entertainment District arc. Emer, as our listeners probably know by now, comes from the verb aimer in French, which means to love. And when Emer writes her songs, she uses the name Emer Rhythm for these lyric credits.
She has also performed the theme songs for Fate Stay Night, Vinland Saga, and Natsume's Book of Friends. Zankyo Sanka became her first song to reach the top of the Japan Hot 100 chart, selling over 87,000 downloads in the first week.
I think for listeners who have been listening to our podcast for several months now, I'm sure they will recognize this song. This song has been on the countdown for quite some time. And I mean, personally, I do understand why. I think this song is just beautifully arranged, and I really like the rhythm to the song. I think the song is really interesting and also something that is quite unexpected, I would say, from MF, because she usually is known for slower ballads, but this song is more of an upbeat type of song. So I think there is definitely a surprise factor there when it first came out. And I know that this has also been on my playlist for a while, just because, you know, I like to listen to it now and then. Of course, I was repeating this song for just endlessly when it first came out.
Even on YouTube, I think the popularity of this song is still there.
Yeah, the views are quite impressive, I think. I don't remember if it was this song that surpassed, I want to say, 10 million views. But yes, it's definitely a song that people are still listening to. And the fact that this song has been on our countdown for the last several months is a testament to that.
Yeah, even also the song covers on YouTube. I mean, it's really popular. So that's also one way I see how popular a song is.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And moving on to number 8, at the same position since last countdown, we have Chronostasis from Bump Up Chicken.
Number 8.
Keep it up.
忘れたふりをしなきゃ逃げ出しそうでたとえば未来変えられるようなないそれた力じゃなくていい
君のいない世界の中で
息をする理由に答え
Bump of Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock group from Sakura Chiba, Japan. The band members are Moto Fujiwara on vocals and rhythm, Hiroaki Masukawa on guitars, Yoshifumi Naoi on bass, and Hideo Masu on drums. This song has been written for the 25th Detective Conan film, The Bride of Halloween, which came out nationwide on April 15th.
The term chronostasis is derived from a Greek word that describes a time illusion, and essentially it is a temporary pause in time when a person is focused on an object. Personally, I really like the title of this song, Chronostasis, especially when I realize what this term signifies, because the time illusion, as in, you know, when time pauses as you are focused on an object, I find that is so fitting with the 25th Conan film. I mean, I say this as if I've seen the film. I have not, but I kind of know what's going on based on the characters because this is an anime that I've been following for over 20 years now. And the song is very nostalgic if you look at its lyrics. And I just think Chronostasis is a very fitting song title for it.
I would think like chronostasis, like maybe it can also be related to the fact that, you know, Conan is like trapped in a form where he's like trapped in the form of a small kid, right?
Oh so, my God, you are so right.
that's maybe part of it. But I think, of course, the new movie has, I think, more to that. I haven't seen it also.
Oh, wow. I have... No, that is such an interesting perspective. I have never thought about it that way. I think it's because after following it for over 20 years now, it's basically it's a fact for me. I almost forget that he is trapped in a child form for 20-something years. I mean, this is time as we know it, not in the work. But yeah, no, I agree. That's definitely a really interesting take on it. And I'm sure that it's part of what inspired the song when Bump of Chicken wrote this. Moving on, in number 7, we have Futaba by A I Myeon. And this is a new song in our countdown.
Number 7.
Kimi mo otona ni natta ra koi wo suru nda yo unmei
Taemyeon was born on March 6th in 1995 in the city of Nishinomiya in the Hyogo Prefecture. She was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself actually aspired to be a singer, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer.
Taemyeon digitally released her latest song, Futaba, on March 24, after premiering the brand new track on TV the day before. Futaba, which means bud or sprout in English, is the theme of NHK's special program, Taemyeon 18 Matsuri, or Festival, that was broadcast on March 23.
Taemyeon wrote the song based on messages and performance videos sent in from all over Japan by 1,000 young people aged from 17 to 20 who were interested in participating in the show, and the track was premiered during the program.
When I heard the song, it first starts out loud, but it goes down mellow again to the familiar acoustic guitar country style or alternative style that she usually does. So I like this song. It's more on brand with Taemyeon.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, personally, I think it was evident. I don't want to say evident, but I think I can definitely see how Taemyeon wrote this song based on the messages and performance videos that was sent in by young people from ages 17 to 20, because her song, this particular song, really is almost like giving advice to young people. The way that she talks about, you know, oh, well, as you go through life, there will be hardships, like you will love and you will hurt. I personally was really touched by this song, actually. I really like it. And I do like Taemyeon's genre. Like you said, the song, when it started out quite loud, but then in the end, it sort of reverts back to the more country and alternative style that Taemyeon generally performs in. And I think there's something very simplistic about Taemyeon's song that makes her music really moving.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at dean@jtop10.jp. That would be dean@jtop10.jp. Along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And going down one spot to number 6, we have Koe Kaze wo Nosete, or Put on a Love Cold, by Vondi.
Number 6.
Oh,
Vondi is a 21-year-old university student and started composing when he was in junior high. He not only creates music but also directs the visual aspects of his music, including artwork and music videos. His lyrics illustrate the scenery of a distinctive urban atmosphere, reminiscing of the internal purity of teenage years.
Koikazu wo nosete is the theme song for Don't Be Fooled by Him and the Wolf, which is a popular original love reality program broadcasted on ABEMA. Honestly, every time that I'm reminded that Vondi is still a university student, I am just so impressed by his work, and I really like the way that Vondi writes his music. And for Koikazu wo nosete, I actually also really like the music video that was shot, I believe, it was shot by a director named Maruyama-san, and he kind of used this, I don't know, the whole music video felt a bit, reminded me a bit of the Showa period. I don't know if you've had time to check out the music video before, but I really like the, I guess, aesthetic of this music video. And this particular song is one that I find myself repeating on my playlist without even realizing that I've been repeating this song. Like, I just don't get tired of listening to it. I don't know how else to put it. You know, it is incredible that he's able to create a music like this when he's still a university student. I'm sure he has, you know, coursework to deal with.
Whenever I hear this song, I just end up like bobbing my head, and you know, just it's so fun to listen to.
It has such a nice vibe. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear these new songs on Japan Top 10, since it really gives a perspective on the new songs, maybe some old style, new style, and different genres too.
Oh, for sure. I definitely use Japan Top 10 also as a channel for me to get in touch with some of these newer songs that I probably just won't really hear about if I am not a part of the podcast. So I'm glad that I have Japan Top 10 as sort of my way of getting in touch with Japanese music. Before we move on, we have a quick announcement for you. Stream Kind the Angel's debut song, October Wind, on Spotify and all streaming platforms. Kind Angel のメジャーデビュー曲 October Wind が Spotify を含めた主要な音楽ストリーミングサービスにて配信中。Alright, and in number 5, we have 日をまた昇るから The Sun Will Rise Again by 緑黄色社会. This is a new song in the countdown.
Number 5.
日はまた昇るから悲しく
聞こえるよ。それでも声が聞きたいんだ。生まれてきたその時から地球が認めた引力だ。その始まりを忘れないように。時計が近く20
Yokushoku Sakai is a pop rock band from Aichi, formed in 2012, and they performed their first live on July 4th, 2012. They're also known as Yokushaka, and the band consists of the vocalist and guitarist Nagaya Haruko, and the guitarist Kobayashi Ise, and the bassist Anami Shingo, and Pepe on the keyboard.
Yokushaka's new song,The Sun Will Rise Again, has been selected as the theme song for the movie Crayon Shin-chan Mononoke Ninja Jinfuden, released on April 22nd.
You know, I fully understand why the Japanese fans had to abbreviate this band name to Ryokushaka, because it's just a mouthful. Ryokushoku Sakai. I personally really like the vocalist's voice. Nagaya Haruko-san, her voice is...so powerful. And so I've heard of this band actually from their single Shout Baby, and I just remember thinking, wow, this female vocalist has such a strong voice. And then of course I heard her perform on the YouTube channel The First Take. This is probably like my fifth time mentioning this on the podcast, but she performed itlive with absolutely no musical instrument accompaniment, and you can really hear just the tone of her voice and the power of her voice. I personally really like her, and I also really like this band.
Yeah, the first time I heard about Yokushaka is from Japan Top 10, I think last year.
And
I noticed that they have a very technical musicgenre. I mean, more of like a jazz band or something, and it's very entertaining for me since it's not they don't do like the regular pop song types. Whenever I hear bands that play some kind of song that's like difficult to perform, but they really do it musically good, just like in our later in our countdown we have official Hikei Dandism. They have a very like a technical skill, andIt really catches my ear. So when I heard about Ryokushaka, when I heard about their songs, I mean, it's really nice to hear, and I really like these kinds of bands.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I really like it when, I guess, when you can be very technically skilled in music, but still put your message across, and the performance is really captivating, which has always been the case whenever I listen to Ryokushaka's songs.
At number 4, going up 2 spots, we have Kigeki, or Comedy, from Gen Hoshino.
Number 4. Arasoi atte koware kakatta kono ochame na hoshi de umare ochita hi kara yoso mono namida枯れ果てた帰りゆく場所は夢の中こぼれ落ちた先で出会ったただ秘密を抱え普通のふりをしたあなたと
はした血に勝るもの心たちの育ったこのイカれた星で普通のふりをして気づいた誰が決めつけた私の光はただここにあったあの日ほどけた
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ken Hoshino is a Japanese singer, songwriter, musician, actor, and writer born in Warabi, Saitama, Japan.
Kigeki is the ending theme for the anime Spy Family, which is a new spring anime airing this season. And the story is about how a spy, an assassin, and a young girl who is a telepath forms a family for the mission of the spy. And after only 2 episodes of release, Spy Family ranked the 2nd top anime on the official My Anime List website, just after Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. And right now, after 8 episodes of release, it's still ranking at top 5 in the My Anime List website. I will have to confess that Kigeki is still on my playlist that I listen to constantly. I mean, the song is so catchy and it's so warm. There's a certain kind of warmth that you feel when you listen to this song. I mean, even if you, I don't know if you've seen this new anime, I have, and certainly the daughter who gets adopted by this spy, Anya, has become an internet phenomenon, at least within the otaku circle. And Anya is so cute, and the whole story, even though it's, you know, they're undercover and they all hold secrets from each other, but the story itself is one that really warms your heart, and it puts a smile on your face. And this song, Kigeki, I think it does exactly that. The song on YouTube, the music video actually, already has 7.3 million views, and it really goes to show how much people like this song, and I am definitely one of them.
This goes to the, this anime will go to my to watch list. I think I'm just waiting it for to. Is the season done already? Because I think Netflix doesn't show all episodes at once.
Right. It's not done yet, but it's going to be a two-part sort of season. And the first cool, I believe, will have 12 episodes. And we are at episode 8, so there's 4. I think there's around 4 more episodes to go. So soon, in about 4 weeks' time, you should have the first cool of the anime, and I definitely recommend it. It's something light that you can watch, and it's a good leisure type of anime to watch.
Yeah, as you said, it's been popular in memes and everything, so that's also how I judge the popularity of an anime. Whenever in my social media streams, when I see that so many memes about this anime,
yeah,
or
Anya,
this particular character. And the mother, of course, what's her name?
Yeah, Yoru.
Yoru, yeah.
Yes.
So whenever I see these memes pop up, I see that, hey, there's a new anime that's, you know, that's very popular right now. So it has to be popular. So maybe I'll get to see it also.
No, for sure. They're, in my opinion, they're really just an internet phenomenon at this point. I see Anya everywhere. And of course, Yoru. And yeah, I think the setting is just really interesting. And the voice acting, as someone who is very, I pay a lot of attention to voice actors as well, because I really appreciate their performance. But the voice acting in this anime is also phenomenal. So yes, in short, I recommend it. And next up, number 3, we have Negao Yoru by Aiko. And this is new on our countdown.
Number 3. すつもりはないのに心が薄くスライスする何もないって記憶の嘘涙でバレる半信半疑の期待はいつも外れてかき氷のがめ癖すら愛おしいと思えたのは君に取り付いていたのだろう食べ飲み干したって変わらない断たれた心の中勘違いのいちご味あ君は知ってた記憶は風が吹いてもどこにも行かないまま聞いた髪が刺さり痛い嫌な時に浮かんでこないで
Aiko Yanai is known by her stage name Aiko, and she is a Japanese pop singer-songwriter. She is most famous for her hit song Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, Sakura no Toki, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira. In July 1998, Aiko debuted on a major label with her first single Ashita, which means tomorrow, and the single Ashita was used as the theme song for the movie Toire no Hanako-san.
In 2000, her second album, Sakura no Kinoshita, or Under the Cherry Blossom Tree, reached number one on the Oricon weekly charts, with total CD sales amounting to 1.4 million copies. Her sixth single, Boyfriend, sold over 500,000 copies and became her best-selling CD single. She made her first appearance in NHK's 2000 Kohaku Utagassen. As for Aiko, I really love her voice.It has a very soft and comforting voice, so I always never tire in listening to Aiko singing.
Yeah, I agree. I think Aiko definitely has a voice where I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it, but I guess there's some singers whose voice are very piercing and they're very good for conveying very strong emotions.But I think Aiko's voice is one of those where it's like she's telling a story. And so whenever I listen to songs, I'm almost waiting for her to tell me whatever story she wants to tell me with the song. So I definitely feel you on that. I really like her voice as well. And, you know, clearly because she debuted in 1998, I think for an artist...to be active for over 20 years. The time in itself says a lot about how much the artist is liked, even though so much time has come to pass.
And now for some announcements. Do you want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.And moving on to number two, we have another new song on the list. It's Mixed Nuts from Official Hige Dandism.
Number two.
世間では誰もがそれぞれであった
争い合ってる。そこに紛れ込んだ僕らはピーナッツみたいに、日の身のふりしながら微笑み浮かべる。幸せのテンプレートの上、もう一人絵に描いた上辺の裏、テーブルを囲み手を合わす、その時さえありのままではいられないまま。そんな時こそ曲がりなりでよかったら、そばにいさせて、共にいられ揺られ踏まれても割れない殻みたいになるから。生まれた場所が木の上か地面の中か、それだけの違い、許されないほどにドライなこの世界を等しく雨が湿らせますように。時に冷たくて騒がしい窓の向こう、夜を星の一つも見つからない、雷に満ちた日があってもいい。水だらけアドリブ任せのショーバナナを、所詮ひとかけの日常、
Official Hige Dandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara on vocals, Daisuke Ozasa on lead guitar, Makoto Narazaki on bass and saxophone, and Masaki Matsura on drums.
The band released their second single, Pretender, and it ranked number 3 on the year-end chart of Billboard Japan Hot 100 in 2019. And in March of this year, it was announced that Official Hige Dandism will be writing the opening theme song, Mixed Nuts, for the anime Spy Family. And the anime right now is at number 5 for the top anime, according to the website My Anime List. So this song, Kirby, I have to tell you, when Mixed Nuts and Kigeki first came out, I knew of both of these songs through the trailer of the anime. And I have to say, the song that caught my attention at first was Kigeki. But Mixed Nuts has grown on me. I don't even know when this happened, but I remember just humming a tune one day, and I'm just like, what song is this? And I realized I was humming Mixed Nuts. And I think ever since then, I've just been playing Mixed Nuts whenever I get off work, because this isn't a song that I can play when I'm working, because it'll be, the melody is too catchy, and I think I find myself getting distracted. But I personally really like the musical arrangement of this song. And I guess the reason why Kigeki appealed to me more at first. I mean, I'm not saying that I like one over the other. I like them both. But the reason why Kigeki caught my attention at first was because from the beginning, Kigeki is like a very... You can feel the vibe of the song, really. And whereas Mixed Nuts starts off with like sirens and it's like a very flashy start to the song. But, you know, as you listen on, like the melody, the chorus... The song, I think, is one that will grow on you, at least from my own personal experience. I'm sorry, I needed to share that because this is also another song that I really liked. And, you know, just looking at our countdown, the fact that it's a new song and it came in at number 2 speaks to how popular this song is and also how much people like it as well. I've seen multiple covers of this song and also instrumental covers of Mixed Nuts on YouTube these days.
As I mentioned in the previous comment with Rokushaka, yeah, the musicality of this song is really, really, really high. And
yeah,
regarding Spy Family, I haven't seen a full episode, but I saw the intro song and I said, wow, this sounds like Official Hikidatism. And and when I heard the song, I said, oh, I know this is going to go on Japan Top 10.
Yeah.
And yeah, and eventually it just happened. So,
right.
Of course, the song is popular. I mean, the song is great. The artist is really popular and the anime is popular. And just mm-hmm. like what happened to many other anime opening songs, opening theme songs, that go straight up to the Japan Top 10, like the Kimetsu no Yaiba songs.
For
so,
sure.
I guess the marketing really, really adds up.
No, for sure. And I think it's also, you know, reaching out to these artists to ask them to write songs for these anime. I mean, you know, when you write a theme song for an anime, you kind of presuppose a sort of fan base from either the manga or like knowledge of the anime, and you build up your audience as people follow through with the storyline of the anime. But this song in particular, I have to agree with you on the musicality of the song. It is just, you know, it's like opening it's like opening a jewel box. You just find these gems in this song, whether it be a musical arrangement with the saxophone or a melodic phrase within this particular song. Even the song name Mixed Nuts, I think, just, I am at a loss of words to describe how much I personally enjoy this song, but I really think that, you know, like you said, when I heard this song, I also thought I wouldn't be surprised at all if this song is topping Japanese musical charts, and of course including like J-Top 10's countdown. And sure enough, here we are. And last but not least, at number 1, we have Matsuri, or Festival, by Fujikaze. And this was in the same place as the last countdown.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Sakasana,
oggi a che no, a che no. La sera
mazzoli, mazzoli.
Mai ne cito schienanni canno.
Mazzoli, mazzoli.
Aremo cure mo ga o atari. Kuro bero pono wa namo nai. Kachi ama ke do kai sai nai. Nai, nai, ai, ai, ai.
Namo shita kotja nai. Suki ni shite kudasai. Namo shita kotja nai. Suki ni shite kudasai.
Boku ga hageshiku naita sei de が派手に笑ったせいで夏の暑さ体を焦がして冬の厳しさ骨身に染みた真っ平らに生きられたら真っ直ぐにそこへ行けたからっしゃ今なら遅くはねえからっしゃっしゃっしゃっしゃ
あの祭り夏の祭り生まれゆくもの死にゆくもの全てが同時の出来事
みんな抱きしめたら踊りなさいなさいな
祭り祭り
毎日としきなんにかんの
祭り祭り
あれもこれもがありがたし苦しむことはなんもない肩落とすことは一切ない
Fujikaze is a Japanese singer-songwriter and musician under the Universal Sigma label, and he was raised in Satosho, Okayama, Japan. Fujikaze has squeezed in one more digital single and music video before the release of his second studio album, Love All, Serve All, which was released on March 23rd.
This song was digitally released on March 20, 2022, prior to the album's release, along with the release of Matsuri music video.As one would expect from Fujikaze, it's one of those R&B songs that you can just chill along. And that's what always comes to mind whenever I hear songs from Fujikaze. So I like this song. It's really on brand, yeah.
No, I agree. You know, I think Fujikaze's songs just all have really nice vibes that, you know, and of course the song's name is Matsuri.So it feels like some sort of festival, some sort of celebration. And personally, this song definitely makes me feel the atmosphere of a matsuri or a festival.
And now we move on to our indie extras. For our indie spotlight, we have the song Melancholy from Cider Girl. This was released in 2017. Cider Girl is a rock band from Tokyo formed in 2014. They are recently most known for their song Cinderella, which was used as the opening theme for the anime Komi Can't Communicate.
There are currently three members in the band, including Yurin, who is the vocalist and also guitarist, and Tomo, who is on the guitar, and Fujimura on the bass. The band will be making an appearance at an upcoming Rock in Japan festival this year, and it will be held on August 5th to August 13th.
When I saw the music video for the Cider Girl song, it's really entertaining to see like their long shots and like lots of dancing mm-hmm. and these cute performers, which I think also perform in their other music videos, I think. So I think it's a recurring theme for their music videos.
Yeah, and you know, there's just something really, to me, there's something quite catchy about the lyrics of the song that I personally found really interesting, because I actually have never heard of Saidagaru before until our episode this time. And it was an interesting discovery, because I just don't know from what other channels I would find out about this band. And this song, Melancholy, I think it's quite an interesting one. All right, and with that, we are at the end of our June countdown. We hope that you enjoyed the countdown as much as we did. I cannot believe that it is already June. It's half of this year has gone past. I don't know where the time has gone, but for next week, Lydia and Shauna will be joining you to bring you a Japan Top 10 news episode, so stay tuned for that.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. This has been your host Kirby, and with me,
Christine.
And we will see you again next time for another episode of Japan Top 10 Countdown.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Japan Top 10 Japanese Music Podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.